Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How do you delete all the Evan? Just hit delete on all the... Yeah, the vibes are immaculate right now, baby. And,
More important than that is the Warriors are rolling. Absolutely rolling. I like watching the Warriors now, says the 307. Before Butler, I turned it off because I always felt we were going to lose these close games. Not anymore. It's fun to watch to see how it's coming together instead of Curry just throwing up shots because he has to. Yeah.
Remember the days of him only getting maybe a shot or two in a quarter or a half? Like, we kind of lived that, Steiny, and we were like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's
not
funny.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's funny because you look at last night's game. He only took 9 shots.
And Butler had how many, five?
Five.
And they score 130, Risotto. Come on, baby.
And that's another thing to me that really good teams do is guys like Butler and Steph, they're great enough and smart enough to lay low in a game like last night. Their minutes were low. Steph played 30. Butler played 28. Draymond, 29. So they didn't have anybody... over 30 minutes besides Steph, who played 30 minutes and 16 seconds. But
can I ask you a random question?
Sure.
Do you think Post is getting enough love, shout out buddy, for replacing TJD or basically taking over that role per se?
TJD stinks.
No, just the fact that, I got your Post.
He gives him another dimension. He gives him another
Post
dimension.
Post is hooping right now, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's a three-point specialist. That's what he is.
With a pretty shot.
7 shots last night. They were all threes. He makes 3. They'll take that from him for sure. You look at his rebounds. 4 rebounds. Yeah, Post has been good, too. He's been Post has definitely been a part of this.
I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you win, everybody gets credit. Right. There's nobody on that roster I'm looking at right now that anybody can be critical of.
Yeah.
Butler, Green, Post, Moody, Curry, Kuminga.
Looney gave you 17
Peyton
minutes.
Hield, Looney, Santos. I mean, everybody's doing everything they can, and everybody's playing at a pretty high level right now.
How do you think Kerr's feeling, though? Seriously, deep down, you got to
be Kerr's excited.
And there it is.
I mean, this is one of those things where it's not like the fans are excited and the team saying, yeah, we're still no good. You can tell this team thinks they're good. They clearly believe they have action, and they might. They got to keep it up.
Yeah.
And I'll always, you know, I'll keep saying that, but boy, things
starts
look pretty good right
national
now.
National TV.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Hey.
What's going on, Jan? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm so excited about this team and how they're coming along. And I like the excitement on the bench, how they're all so happy and everything. But apparently what I'm seeing is that the whole team is getting contagious about what Butler has brought to this team. And I'm just wondering why Kerr never picked it up sooner, you know, to show them how to get fouls at the free throw line and everything. I mean, if this is a copycat team, I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, Moody is going up there and getting fouled now. And this is what Butler has opened up about this team. And, I would never have believed this if they didn't trade for him. My goodness, yeah. This is just unbelievable.
Jan, you bring it, and you let us know when you're angry.
Yeah, Jan, you have not been sold. You have not been sold up until this point.
Wow.
Well, I like what Guru said earlier in the show, and that Butler, you know, he more like takes an inventory, and it gets near like the end of the third period. I mean, when we're going into the fourth, he's ready to go to the free throw line and get fouls and get the others involved. And I mean, it's really been exciting to watch. And I think that they can go past the first round, yeah, to be honest with you, and go Warriors.
Thanks, right, Jan. Appreciate it.
Walk off.
Yeah, Jan's been skeptical.
We all have, right? I've been in denial, but yeah, skeptical's in that study, but that's a 180.
I
hate that it's not 360, but anyway.
I remember Gary St. Jean used to always say,
"Hey, fellas.
Like, if you guys know who Brian Windhorst is, you know when he does that, when he put his two fingers up and he pauses? Well, Gary St. Jean used to do something like that. He would say, chemistry.
Wow.
How did you get it?
And wow.
Why did you lose it? How do you keep it? Chemistry. And you know what?
I never heard that.
You just never know what's going to spark a team. And yeah, Jimmy Butler has been the kerosene. I mean, he's been incredible. And the Warriors have picked it up, and we got action. Somebody texted in and said, Steve Kerr said, we got action. Second guy who's going to borrow my phrase?
We were at
Curry with night-night and Kerr with we got action?
Well, Curry kind of dispelled that. He said in Denver game 3.
It wasn't the time on Wednesday. However, I was ready to tell Steph.
I said he's being nice today.
I was ready to tell Steph, hey, Steph, my mom used to say night-night back in 1975.
Dude. Oh, man.
But you know what? It wasn't the day for that.
Night-night.
By the way, happy birthday, Steph. You're catching up to me. 37.
Man.
37.
Where were you at 37? You were here for sure.
Or oh, I was here. I was, oh, boy.
I was 5 years into my marriage.
74, 80, wait, oh, 74, 84, 94. Yeah. Oh, I was just moving out here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just moved out here.
They didn't know about Matt Steinberg.
About 1990.
Yet.
Oh, right. They would not. They would find out.
So how old were you when you got the sideline gig?
Oh, that was the sidelines was the We Believe year.
Okay.
The year before I did a little, then that whole We Believe season, and then the following season.
Wow.
And this has a similar feel.
No doubt about to it.
This has
no
a similar feel.
Parade. No, I'm going to stop. I don't want to jinx.
You're not that. You know, you're like, don't be pods. You're not that important.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't want to jinx him. Hey, who are you? Who are you?
Risotto. Tell him who I am. You know who I am.
Who are you? Yeah, KD.
Yeah.
KD.
Poor KD.
He was also in the house last night.
Who we got?
Let's go to Odell.
Yeah.
From San Pablo.
Yeah, oh.
Hey, Odell. How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up? It's Odell the Fourth. How y'all doing?
Yes, sir.
Doing
the
well,
Fourth, baby.
Hey, man. Y'all was so cool last night. Sonny and Goo took a peek with me. It was all good, man.
I got it plastered over to social. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, man, shoot, real quick, man, I think we can go all the way. It depends on the matchup. If we get a couple people that get hurt on the other teams, we can move on up. the Lakers is falling down. Memphis is in and out. And Houston, they're right ahead of us. I think we can catch them. And if we keep playing like we're playing, Jimmy Butler, man, he just makes everybody calm down and get in a normal position. Steph was already the number one. He comes in, gets up to number two, and everybody else just slides right into place. Man, I think we can really do it real big this year.
I mean, feels like the sky's the limit, Odell. No doubt about it. And thank you so much for coming out last night. Really appreciate it, Odell. Yes, sir.
Odell the four.
This is from the 510. I'm not sure if I shouted this gentleman out or not. He says, I'm not sold just quite yet on the Warriors. We've been beating teams we're supposed to beat. Let's see how we play against the good teams coming up. That's Eddie from Oakland. He said, it was great to meet you, Guru, last night. Myself, go Dubs.
No, thanks, Eddie. I get it, and that's what sports is about, right? You get further down the road, and stuff will reveal itself naturally. But, Stoney, I asked you earlier, because I'm all over, man, but I'm on cloud nine when it comes to this team. Do I sound ridiculous when I tell you I'm so excited that I'm thinking about more than this year?
That's dumb.
Okay, dude, you didn't have to.
Steph told you, stay present.
Yeah, but that's him. I'm a fan. The future is on fire with these youngsters and Jimmy Butler having a hole. Like, I know today's not the day.
What mechanism?
That's where I'm at. Like, that's how much is left in the perfume bottle, man, the cologne bottle. Like,
what mechanism? Do you operate with
optimism?
I gotta believe
my cologne.
There
optimism.
Is nobody,
yeah,
thinking about next year.
No, but the future.
Just let it go.
Just
let it be.
I gotcha.
Is that that music? The Beatles. Let it be. Let it be.
I gotta do more
speaking
of their catalog, man. I don't
of
know
wisdom,
a lot about. You know.
Let it be.
I just know Lennon.
You don't know McCartney?
Yeah. Paul, him and Michael Jackson had a great hit
Ringo
together.
Ringo Starr?
Great. Vaguely.
Yeah, they're the Beatles. Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. John Lennon, Paul McCartney.
But like if I say who's the number one hit from the Beatles,
it's impossible. It's impossible.
Nah, see.
There is no such thing as a Beatles' greatest song. I'm not even a Beatles fan. They have so many songs. It's impossible.
But that's you saying that. The greatest Beatle fan might be like...
No.
Like Tupac.
No,
Ambitious is a writer.
In
fact,
the greatest Beatles fan would tell you just what I did. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It is. They just have too many. Too many.
So if we would ask Curry his favorite three-pointer, which one comes to mind, that would have been impossible too, right?
Well, he must have hit a couple big ones in game four against Boston.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, any three hit in that game was, to me, the biggest threes ever hit.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Our man.
What's going on, Rich? Hey, Rich. Rich, hold on one sec. Let me take care of a business and I'll get you right on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
yes, sir.
I got to call in and say that, you know, let me ask you this first, Steinmetz. I'm going to ask Steinmetz because, Goo, you might be too young. You ever played the game Clue?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, board game. Yeah. And, you know, the interview.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The interesting thing about that game is that from beginning, it's always the butler did it. And so you look at what's going on in Golden State, and I had to call in and just tell the both of you guys I was wrong about Jimmy Butler. I was totally wrong. I didn't think that he was going to be able to come in and really contribute when really he has just been a basketball magnet. His basketball acumen has been through the roof. I am amazed at what I am seeing. I was wrong about him, and I hope that they continue to get charged by this guy and get into the playoffs and make a serious, serious push. And by the way, Goo,
what's up,
get
baby?
At me, man. Let me know what happened. Let me know.
With what?
Let me know what happened.
Oh, okay, Rich. Donnie being nosy. I love it. Yeah. Rich, I got you, baby.
Thanks, Rich.
And
appreciate it.
It takes a big man to admit when he was wrong. We're here. 888-957-9570.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it feels like, but well, I guess it does.
Your face would be on the...
What?
What?
Donnie, you're wrong, buddy. Like
Chris Mullen, not the actual Chris Mullen, in the chat saying, Goo and Stoddy didn't want Butler. I wanted Butler out of desperation. I'd have took Mickey Mouse. That's how desperate and dire I was. And now, nobody can front.
All right, well, to be fair...
This is my little brother now. Don't get me mad.
Stiney, I don't think you wanted anyone. And Goo wanted
clarify.
Everyone.
Okay. So, that's my man.
You guys were literally on polar opposite sides of the trade deadline.
Is where and why I'm a man of nuance. You want me to go through it? I'll go through it. I was against giving away multiple unprotected firsts.
You were hard parting with one.
Right, and they didn't even do that.
Yes, they did.
This one doesn't count. It's protected.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to get it.
Right, but I'm talking about future picks after Curry was gone. I wanted no part of that.
He just said he's going to play till 2040.
I was going to make a mea culpa, but now I'm not.
Evan, I'm giving out the judge. Evan, point goes to Evan.
No, I mean, I didn't think Jimmy could do this either, but I'm man enough to admit it.
Dude.
Okay, and I'll tell you what I'm man enough to admit.
Give it to us.
I did not want future firsts in any trade for these guys. As for Jimmy Butler, I'll say this.
He's too old.
The one thing I remembered I said was, what's going on in Miami right now doesn't really bother me. It's what is the price for Jimmy Butler? Having said all that, no, I didn't think he would be this impactful.
Evan, I appreciate you, baby.
But you know what? Who did?
Yeah.
Who did?
Mike D and Joe Lacob.
They couldn't have even imagined. This is like drafting Steph Curry and saying, I knew he was going to be one of the greatest players of all time.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
It depends if you're going to hurt my feelings or not.
He went rich, and I appreciate it. He was saying I might be too young to know. Dibs just texted me and said there's no Butler in Clue. So did you guys get that wrong?
No, it's like Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the parlor.
I'm looking at you like I'm trying, but man.
Yeah, I guess Dib's right. There was no butler. They had all these,
and then you
like
played
Betty Periwinkle. They had all these characters, but
thank you, Dib.
I don't think the butler was in there. Thanks, Dib. Appreciate it.
That's probably in some detective story. Right. Like the butler did it,
right? Which is the greatest thing ever.
Let's go to Frank in San Francisco. Frankie. Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
Dynamite, man.
Yeah, man. Just wanted to call in, and I'm just glad we have Butler, a complete team player. I can see it out there. Everyone's happy. Everyone's enjoying their time out there, the playing time that they do get. Everyone's just having a ball, and I'm just glad to see that. I'm a casual NBA fan or Warriors fan, but I am an avid 95.7 listener, and I tune in every day.
Yeah, sweet.
To the point where my wife is starting to get a little annoyed, but oh well.
Tell her hello.
Thanks for what you guys do, and man, keep doing it.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it, man. Well, yeah, we're having a lot of fun, man. There's no doubt about it.
Don't let us get your marriage in trouble. You know what I mean, Stoney? You got people falling off the wagon.
So apparently, let's get some clarification in here for Dibs.
Here we go.
Rich may have been referring to the movie Clue,
but he
where
said game.
Apparently Tim Curry, the actor, plays the butler who hosts the party, but he is not a character in the actual game. Thank you, 650, for that knowledge.
So now the people in New York are reviewing the play, Stoney. We'll get back to you. If that's right, but yeah. Austin in San Jose said Rich set you up.
Rich is the best.
Yeah, no, he's the man.
I was never good at Clue. I don't know
what it is.
You know what I'm terrible at? Those process of elimination games.
Everything.
So pressure.
I'm pretty sure you probably have never played this game, Goo, but anybody ever play the game Mastermind? Mastermind.
It's too... Oh.
I feel like Evan's age. I feel Monopoly. I got you now.
So there's this game Mastermind, and there's four colors in four spaces in a particular order. Okay, so you set them up. Maybe you have two reds, a blue, and a yellow. But they're hidden from your opponent. So then the opponent puts down certain colors, and then they find out how many of the colors are right and if the positions are right. But you have to eliminate, you have to do it in a certain way where you eliminate.
It sounds like Uno.
I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it.
People are like, describe that again.
They know what
was that? All right,
888-957-9570. Mastermind. You guys remember that? It's the process of elimination game.
Not a game for the radio.
Dude, what? Yeah, that did. Boy, what's the word, Stoney?
Help
Theater
me.
Theater of the mind, but boy.
Help me.
Yeah.
And by the way, it is nothing like Uno.
Oh, okay. But I heard colors and I didn't know.
Let's go. He was there. He was in the house. Shaka in Berkeley.
Shaka.
What's up, Shaka?
What's up, man? I enjoyed myself last night with y'all, man.
Love to hear it.
I had a blast, man.
Love to hear it.
Hey, man, Speaking of masterminds, man, I'm thinking about Jimmy Butler. You know, all great relationships, sometimes they end up kind of bad. You know, there's so much passion in your relationship. So I bet the Heat and them having Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley. You know, I was speaking of mastermind, Pat Riley. Jimmy Butler reminds me, he's got a lot of fun, Pat, because of how he guides the game. It's not just him shooting. It's his passing, setting up players, playing defense. He does it all. He's a basketball connoisseur. So I think we have the talent, and we have the great players like Draymond. He's one of the greatest defensive players that ever played the game. And we got the greatest shooter that ever played the game. And you see Gary Payton playing like that. Kuminga is like a white Rolls Royce, 2022 with 5,000 miles on it, man. You know what I mean? Just let him go. Just let him go. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to win it all again, man. It'll be some parades, man. So And, you know, y'all be hosting a lot of stuff coming up, man.
Appreciate it, Shaka.
Yeah, Shaka.
Thanks for coming out last night.
No doubt.
Thanks to everybody for coming out last night at the Emeryville Public Market.
You read a lot of names, man. It was thick in there. I wish Evan could have been a part, and I know he was doing his pre and post duties. They were talking. Evan's one-liners. I was like, what about mine? Evan, you got some love last night. But, yeah, I'm still on the high, man. Slap me.
That's all right. Yeah. The Public Market, Emeryville, we were there last night. I'd never been there. It's down the street from the all-new Bay Street, Emeryville, but it's this big public hall, and it's wide open, but they have multiple food venues. It's like a big food court, but they got bars in there. They got drinks. They got a bunch of big screens. We had a nice crowd out there last night. Like I said, it's the first time I'd been there.
Me
and
too.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is pretty cool.
I'm going to go back, Stoney. It was dope.
I wish I knew the bartender was working hard. He was a professional. And everybody out there.
And who was the young lady that put it on that said, well, she lived in Oakland by you. Or not by you, but in Oakland. She was awesome, too.
Shoot. I didn't write her name down.
Yeah, she was awesome.
But remember, she said she was friends with the great Sterling James.
That's it. We took a photo to send to Sterling.
Bay Area legend. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forget her name, and that's my bad. That's absolutely my bad.
If she was here, we could say, how do you spell your name? Remember that?
Yeah, and then she would say, K-I-M.
There it is.
Kim.
I don't know!
Yeah. By the way,
what you got?
Shout out to Darlene.
Yeah. Oh,
from,
man.
From the old Oracle Arena.
That is awesome.
I see her once in a while on Facebook. Yeah. Say hello.
I was going to say Miss Williams, but a lot of people I'm learning, Stoney, in my life don't like their government name on the radio. And it leads me to believe, like, what are you doing?
I asked a bunch of people last night. If some of them said, I don't care if you use my last name.
I got friends that get hot. Like, damn, what you got going?
I think it's more the ones that you call them by their government name when they call in. And, you know, they may or may not
all
be on the clock.
Okay, I got to.
The boss could be listening.
Help me out now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or whether they're on the lam. Then,
Sonny, I got one nitwit I got to just check here on the text line. I used Sensation NBA. I watched the association. That's paying homage to Dibs and Tim Roy.
Tim Roy was among the first.
But Dibs uses in Willard.
Sure.
And I got this guy that's been on me about 2 weeks saying I'm stealing Dibs material. I don't do that.
Yeah, you borrow and beg.
Come on, stop.
What?
I'm KFC.
Okay.
Original?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you got to let a joke just lay out and let people get it without giving them the punchline that we already know what it is.
I didn't know
it.
Okay. I was worried about it.
Gotta go. Yeah. Gotta go. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to throw the question out again to Warrior fans. I mean, after this run, where you at? Where you at? You think this team's championship? We're going to be championship, as Leandro Barbosa once said. You like what's going on, but you're still not quite there. That would be me. And is there anybody out there that's not sold, that believes what we're seeing is fool's gold? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Happy birthday, Steph.
Happy birthday, Chef.
What do you think he's doing, Steiny?
Probably with
what?
The fam.
I bet he's at the facility. I bet he's at Chase, but he's probably... You know, it's funny. I heard Dibs and Willard talking Wednesday about us being out there, and they were just... It was about... So their show started. They were about an hour into it. It was about 3:00.
I was listening on the way home. All right.
And Dibbs said, "You think Steph Curry's still at the facility or, you know, at Chase Center?" And my first thought was, "Absolutely, absolutely." See, Steph's one of those guys.
Practice.
Steph's one of those guys that punches the clock. If they have practice at 11, he's probably there. Well, what time did you meet him to take that picture?
That was about 8:15.
Yeah, about 8:15.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph gets in there. Punches the clock, he gets a massage, lifts, gets a whirlpool, not necessarily in all that order. But
so they got a chef over there?
Oh,
also?
My God, yeah. Like a real one.
Dude, wow, man, yeah, I can only imagine.
It's pretty nice. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can just tell you what it was like even back in the day at
the Diplomats?
No, back in the Warriors back in 2008, they had a guy who was cooking up meals back at Oracle, so I'm sure they got
ooh, all kinds of stuff. I can only imagine, man. Get a meal in, a nap.
By the way, you know who I want to ask about right now? Where is Paul Wong? Where is Paul Wong? That's what I want to know.
Mick who?
Yeah.
Paul Wong.
Because I'm like, Paul who?
You don't know who he is?
No.
Well, then you... don't know your Warriors history. 888-957-9570.
Paul Wong.
What hardcore Warrior fan remembers Paul Wong? Paul Wong. Mm-hmm.
All right, pay it off. Who is he?
I might wait a minute.
All right, wow. Let's see if the smarties out there can get it.
I don't see any right answers yet. But
not Paul Wall. He was a rapper for Houston. Paul Wong. W-O-N-G.
Paul Wong. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Evan.
The super fan?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is he the one who started We Believe?
He started We Believe.
Or allegedly.
No, he did. And then the Warriors borrowed it. Co-opted it.
Did he get some? He got some chicken.
I don't know. I don't. That's not.
You would think.
That's not appropriate.
Don't
but
talk about that.
That was the year he, with about 10 games left in the season, that year, the We Believe season, he came to the arena. They were still two or three back.
Yes.
I was starting to play a little better, but nobody really was thinking about it. And all of a sudden,
dude, come on.
Paul Wong is in back of the, I remember exactly where we were standing, back of one of the baskets, and he was holding this sign, and it said, We Believe.
No way, man.
Yes.
He should be in the dock.
Oh, he should absolutely be in the dock. Absolutely.
Yeah, Stack and Matt Barnes, remember.
Every time I see Matt Barnes, that's all I think about. Like, dude.
All the smoke?
Yeah, no. That's probably what's keeping it from getting done. But I was like, where's the We Believe doc?
Yeah.
And Cap Jack would be in it.
That's gonna get leapfrogged by the Dynasty doc is what it's going to be leapfrogged by.
Something.
But, yeah, and then my kids, like, everybody knows what We Believe is.
Yeah.
And then when they ended up losing, you know, my kids were like, oh.
Uncle Looney with the, like, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's pretty good.
And then my daughter, after they lost to Utah, said, We Bereave.
That's a five.
Evan, that might
That's
be
That's my
eight.
Girl.
Which one of which daughter?
Josie.
Wow.
The oldest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's clever like your dad. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
We were talking about the board game Clue earlier. And so I saw some guys on the...
Did you get one during the break?
A clue?
Yeah, I know. See, that's... You didn't have to say it. See, that's...
But I'm a rapper at heart, Steiny, so you gotta pay it off. Sometimes you don't get stuff, man. You're like, you weren't... Come on. Go ahead.
Anyway, some guys on the YouTube chat are saying, greatest board game of all time.
There's only one.
Yeah, I know. Monopoly.
Yeah, there's just... Yeah.
Chess. Yep.
Well, he may be onto something.
No.
Dummies can't play chess, though. I guess dummies can't play Monopoly.
What do you mean? Evan plays it.
That might be your best work all year.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, what are you? That was pretty good.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Let's go to, he's your guy. Coach in Vallejo.
Oh, man. Oh, I know he's on cloud nine. What's up, baby?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys, good morning. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Now, I'm not prone to hyperbole as most people think I am, but I want to say, did you notice after 31 games of not playing basketball, a game, did you notice how tight Kuminga's handles were with the ball?
Yeah, especially on
right
that first possession.
You know, he was going behind his back through his legs, and one of your coworkers once said that Kuminga is not a great finisher.
Now,
he's one of the best finishers.
I mean, of all the things I've said, that wasn't me.
That he know what me.
No, not you, Steiny.
Okay.
Not you. It's the guys that come on after you.
Oh.
Okay, the guys that wear the baseball cap on after you. Okay, so you know who I'm talking about, the guy with the baseball cap on after you. He said Kuminga's not a great finisher, and that's his strong suit, okay, with both left and right hand. Now, a lot of people like to say about Kuminga's IQ, everything he did last night was intelligent. He didn't take the shots he wasn't supposed to take. He took the ones he was supposed to take. He passed the ball to Steph when he could have easily taken that shot. So I think the young man has a great all-around game and feel for the game. And I just like for you guys to knock down some of the stereotypes that has been linked to Kuminga, because the guy plays the game the right way, the way he knows how to play. I don't want him to play like Jimmy Butler. I don't want him to play like Brandon Podziemski. I don't want him to play like Steph.
Yeah.
I want him to be himself.
Mm.
And what he brings, no one else on the team can bring. He's the best finisher on the team since Leandro Barbosa. Okay, I'm glad to listen to what you guys have to say, and I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah,
yes,
no
sir,
doubt,
Coach.
And there were a lot of coaches in the house last night, but we got to defend Willard. We don't know if he said that. So,
I have no idea.
I'm scared of Willard.
Speaking of Leandro Barbosa, with all due respect,
well,
and the reason he was a great finisher was because He was the greatest cherry picker of all time.
You wouldn't say that to his face.
Yes, I would. It's a joke among in the league. I'd say, I wouldn't, you know what? I wouldn't say cherry picker.
Yeah,
I'll be like,
that's awesome.
I'll tell you what, Leandro, man, nobody got out on the break as fast as you.
Evan, there now, that's different than cherry picker. Willer sent us a text, a picture of an ear. Willer got us locked in.
I won't stand for any slander of a teammate under any circumstances.
That's our guy.
You know what, though? As far as, and I don't know if you noticed this, but I don't use IQ anymore with Kuminga. I use experience.
It's got a negative connotation to it.
I use experience.
No doubt. And Draymond said what we all been saying, Stani, about there was not, and I believe it, there was no doubt, even as well as they were going with Jimmy Butler, that they did need Kuminga. That's just it. And what I'm going to keep saying this. I think I could do something, get it patented, Stani. There's nothing better than talent, but more talent. That's original for me.
That's the best you can do?
But it hits to me. It's that.
See, now people are saying layoff goo last night. So,
no,
you know, that's clever.
Who was the guy?
I like that.
Who was the guy that said he was with his wife? He admitted it. You got to let him cook more. That's my man. Evan, he told me.
I got to let you cook more?
I said, I cook enough, I think. But he loved him some goo. I went third person. Anyway.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're having fun today, and why not? The Warriors are having a ball, too. They have, I don't know how many they've won out of how many, but it's a lot out of a little.
11 consecutive wins with Jimmy.
Pretty much.
Think about that.
Yes, yeah. He's been I think it's fair to say he's been a catalyst.
Yeah, he's been the MVP.
Let's be real right now. Let's put all the rats on the table on a Payday Friday brought to you by ATCO. I'm just doing this for effect. Would Kevin Durant have worked this way?
No chance. No, so I'm sorry.
It ain't even
I'm sorry. I am absolutely convinced now that, again, whether it was by accident, luck, or design.
That's amazing.
Of all the guys.
No.
I've met a lot of guys. There's no chance anybody's name who was mentioned would have done what Jimmy Butler
does. Because damn sure Evan is not Levine. You feel that way, Evan?
Zach LaVine stinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm there. I admit I wanted to. But what about Kevin Durant? Would they still?
I think they would have been better with KD. And I think the fact that Steph clearly needed a second co-star or an equal superstar, co-star. Whatever you want to call it, they'd be better. But I don't think they win 11 games in a row with Kevin Durant.
That's amazing.
I mean, I agree. And Durant is a great player, one of the greatest of all time. But they needed more than just 27 points a game. And I'm not saying that's all he did, but they got themselves an all-around player in Jimmy Butler. And, I mean, I've been impressed with so much about Butler. The one thing that I've really been impressed with is how he has impacted a team without dramatically impacting a team, if you know what I mean. He hasn't come here and gotten you 30 a night. He hasn't come here and get you 15 rebounds. He's not a triple-double machine. He's so freaking solid that's exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Because I think Kevin Durant would have helped in some areas. It feels like Jimmy Butler helps in every area, single one.
And it's almost, I take a page out of my dating life, Stani, back in the day. Your boy was a little thirsty. He's not thirsty. It's just natural. He does the intangibles. Evan talked about him right by the goal, kicking the ball out, getting his guys involved. But he is a master of, and I'll go to our girl Jan. She got me fired up, Stani, taking inventory on what the team needs. You know, maybe that possession on that night, but right now I cannot wait, and I'm gonna enjoy these 16 because they're meaningful, and I'm getting a little greedy, Stani, but I just hate right now that we're three back of Houston, and that could change. But if not, we're locked and loaded at six, and that could give us Denver.
Okay, and I'm just gonna say,
give it to
you. You can't say you're not afraid of anybody, and then say, oh, but I just don't like we're in the sixth seed.
No,
are you afraid of somebody or not?
Okay. Hey, mouth, if you let me answer. And I didn't mean that. We have a good. Stani, if you let me answer, and Steph told us to our face, right, they moved up hella fast. But now we're kind of stuck at six. It's not about who.
That's because
the
teams are better now. They're going
to
win
like
more.
You wanted to keep going, and it's kind of, you know, we're on floor number six, Tiny, and we're winning. But you kind of want to. Can we get to four? And it looks like that may not be in the cards. Shout out Whitey Herzog, but we'll find out.
You want to know one reason I have a big soft spot for Butler after watching him now play for 12 or 14 games?
I'm not even going to guess.
I just love that they're playing the Kings. They get up early. He's like,
I'm not what?
I ain't scoring tonight. I don't need to score tonight. I don't need to play terrific tonight. Not that he can't. Yeah. And the reason, but now, to why there's a soft spot. And Jimmy and I have a lot in common. And, you know, one of the things...
Stop!
And
he doesn't turn it over.
And Steph was alluding to my basketball career on Wednesday, of course. But let's say when I was in high school, okay? You know, when we played Fleetwood or Twin Valley, you know what I mean?
These aren't real places.
Fleetwood, Twin Valley, Hamburg.
Pine,
you know what?
Breath.
Look at the box scores. Steinmetz, 2-for-6. 3-for-3, 7 points, 7 assists, holy name, 78, Twin Valley, 51. You know what I mean? And you know, and not dissimilar from that, Goo. You know when I never played well? All-star games. I need some stakes. The stakes have to be high.
I thought you played when all-star games were really games.
Like that's when you want to do your thing. You might have won D2.
It didn't matter. It was a showcase.
And that's the problem.
Is that why you went D3?
You telling on yourself, Stoney, a little bit.
You know what? Maybe. Well, I went 3-for-15 in an all-star game once. I swear to God.
My God.
That's the truth.
For Stoney, I'm dead serious. Those are crucial. You're playing top-tier talent.
You know what? We won.
It don't matter. You did.
Nick Young.
Yeah, you
did. I did. I went 3-for-15.
You could have. That probably is why you didn't go D1. That game.
No. I was already committed at that point to Franklin and Marshall College. That's another reason it didn't matter. I had already, my dream of playing Division I had already been crushed, so I just didn't have the juice in that game. It was at Albright College's Bowman Center in front of about 2,400.
You grew up in a fictional place, I'm convinced.
Man. I could hear the stories forever, though, man. You were naming off those names.
All right, let's go to Nick in Ohio. Hey, Nick, how you doing, my man?
Hey, fellas.
Nick. How are you?
All right, how are you guys today?
Oh, dynamite. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to show some love, give some love to Buddy Hield.
All right.
You know, he was going through those slumps.
Yeah.
And people were getting down on him, and I find myself, oh, man, oh, come on. But after hearing the interview with him, you know, how he must have heard that, you know, that noise. But, he's just so positive.
No doubt.
He can stay positive. He seemed like a very sweet, sincere guy. Man, I'm rooting for him now all the way.
I'm with you.
I'm absolutely with you. And you know what? That's where you want to talk about don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, that's the way I was with Buddy Hield. I wasn't a huge fan. I didn't know a lot about him. But, yeah, he is a positive. And when he makes shots, this team can be at their best. But
he pulled up on us the first time in training camp and said the atmosphere was on 1,000 and was smiling. I get why Steph, who's had a million teammates at this point, right, for Kerr to say to Willard and Dibbs that he's one of the best teammates he had, and then – I didn't get a chance to respond or even talk about our day being out at Chase on Wednesday, Stoney, but your boy almost shed a thug tear, and the thug tear almost dropped when Buddy Hield talked about Andrew Wiggins and shared with us that he thought he should have been the one traded because of what Drew had accomplished here and him being new. That's character, Stoney. We don't have a lot of people with it right now in our world. But that meant, and I believed him. Like, how selfless is that? Can you remember the last time you uttered anything like that about somebody else to where you put them before you?
No. Yeah, I don't put anybody before me.
That's a problem, but Buddy's a real one. That's all.
I mean, if I ever played with Steph, he might have said, that guy's the worst teammate I've ever played with in my entire.
But that's not a shocker. That's why people think you're mean.
Hey.
But then they meet you in person. The guy called you soft, and you got to love him. You were kissing babies last night. I love it.
Everybody knows that. Let's see.
And you asked me a question why I called Evan this morning.
Well, because he's nosy.
So I'm sitting in.
This is incredible.
I'm sitting in here at 8:30 with Evan, preparing like I always am. Guru's on a remote location at that point en route.
Oh!
And the next thing I know, so Evan's phone rings and it was you.
How did you know it was me?
Because I was on the other side of the room and I could hear your voice coming in through the phone.
This is why I love Evan. Before you finish,
okay.
Evan didn't tell you what we talked about.
I know he didn't.
I appreciate that.
And that's why I'm asking you.
I would have been like, that was Evan. He was at it. That's just who I am. He didn't tell you.
Why'd you call him?
So, I'm coming up 80. I'm coming through B-Town, Berkeley. Shout out Shaka. And I love this show so much in this station. I was at a funeral, so I didn't get to hear you guys. So I went to the Odyssey app, and I don't know what. Like, I want to hear my guys. I can't wait to see them. And true story, I put it on, and it's at the part where you guys were coming back from commercial, and you asked Evan about what was his favorite part about yesterday, the Steph interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't wait.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in the caddy, like, you know, it's payday. We had a great day. And to hear Evan, and I was like, oh, boy, just give me some love about just disarming when I ask questions because I ain't the greatest at it. But I just picked up the phone to call him and say, hey, man, you didn't have to say that. I appreciate it. It put me in a good mood.
Why don't you, since it's Steiny, Mr. Softy today, why don't you tell everybody what I texted you?
Oh, dude, why, Evan? So we're 30 minutes removed from Wednesday.
Not the profanity, though.
No, it wasn't profanity.
Okay. I used the F word.
This doesn't supersede the Happy Hour podcast where you dedicated 90 seconds to me and how great of a friend I was to you. I play that when I'm mad at you.
Now, that was profane.
That was, Evan, wow. But anyway, he texted
what do you say? They were making me sip that night. That's why my mouth got a little loose.
I bleeping love this dude.
Wow, like he's on one. But not five, not four. But he texted me, Evan, I'm in the caddy going home, man. He goes, you were fantastic today. And that meant a lot coming from
him. Well, he wasn't lying.
No.
You were.
But you guys are fantastic at just being you.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now
back to Wiggins.
Yeah. And you don't talk about Willard. Our God is back.
We'll find out in about an hour.
He texts the ear. But Coach Vallejo, nobody hates Kuminga, Steiny. I've been telling you, just be yourself.
Yeah.
But there has been that narrative about he's not smart enough. Let's just be real. I don't know where it comes from, but we've read it. We've seen it. But I'm just telling you, I've called him Kawhi to what San Antonio was doing as the guys got older. But, man.
You know what's always bothered me? Oh, man, does this bother me.
When everything.
No.
That's almost correct.
When people actually have the gall to question somebody's intelligence who speaks more than one language.
Wow.
Like, if you speak more than one language, you ain't an idiot.
Kobe had a bunch. I flunked Spanish. I got as far as Yo Tango. Yep, Snotty, your boy couldn't.
Like a guy like James Wiseman. You know, he spoke Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
Evan, how many do you have? Can you speak? Honestly.
Yeah, like barely one.
Yeah, I'm at about 1.2.
Now, that's disappointing coming from
you. The second would be Spanish.
I feel like you wanted to take on that task because you give it love that it deserves. Why didn't you do more?
Because I realize how hard it is and how you have to commit to it. I don't have that kind of discipline.
No.
You know what, though? You put me in Mexico for 2 months and I could get it done.
Yeah, I don't like that, though.
That's the fastest way to do it. Just immerse yourself. Like when I went to Italy with my mom, go ahead, hit the drop. When I went to Italy with my mom for 10 days, I mean, you just have to.
You
have to communicate without using the English language. You just have to if they don't speak English, the other person. And so you just start learning words here and there, phrases. You know, they'll point to a house, and then you'll get the word for house.
See, I'd have a notepad and pen.
It's not a bad idea.
And then write down, I want a hamburger.
Hey, Sonny.
Oh.
Es hora de un descanso.
That sounded nice.
See. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, but that's not time for now.
I said it's time for a break.
I know.
That sounded nice.
That was really good. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Vince, Jarrett, Miguel. We'll get it all on the other side. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.